Joe Dillier. I'm director of plant food for Growmark, and I do the purchasing and supply management, risk management, pricing for fertilizers for Growmark.
All right. Well, Joe, we're going to talk a little bit about that situation right now here as we're into spring planting season. The plant food supply and product chain that we're looking at this year. So give us a little idea of where we're at right now is with spring planting and how, what kind of plant food supply we've got in the product chain.
Well, it's always a little bit of a guessing game in the fertilizer world as to how much supply to put in and how much the market is going to demand. It's a seasonal commodity, and the fact that it's all kind of used in season makes it, I guess, a game. You've got to put in products ahead of time. And the fact that this past fall, we came out of the fall season with little application. It appeared to be mostly related to weather, but we came out of the fall season in the Midwest with much lighter application than we've seen in recent years. And we also had those very big yields that farmers had taken off last fall. So the question was, how big was the spring demand going to be, and would we have enough in spring here? As the spring has progressed here, say to date, it looks like we're doing fine on supply. We haven't had a great test of that proposition overall, especially because of the planting delays that we've had to date. But in the southern markets, they've been delayed and probably have not used as much fertilizer as they needed. And so there's probably a little excess fertilizer to move around. Now, we can always run into logistics issues. But to date, my guess is that we're going to be okay on fertilizer supply going through the balance of the spring.
Well, what are prices like this year?
Prices have been pretty volatile, honestly, especially in the wholesale market that we deal in. But overall, phosphate prices are maybe a little higher than they were a year ago. Not much. Most other products, I would say, ammonia is probably in that same category with phosphate. It's not really higher than a year ago, but about even with a year ago. The other products probably be down a little bit from where they were a year ago, certainly in the wholesale markets at this moment because of the delays that we've seen in the southern markets and the fact that that's a little nervousness in the pricing mechanism. So overall, I'd say farmers, even though grain markets have been a little weak, even though corn markets have been a little weak, I think farmers should see pretty good value for fertilizers.
Well, as you mentioned, we did see some cutback in the fall, possibly as part of the lower crop prices, as you said, and the delayed harvest. Globally, what does that mean, and what do you anticipate for this coming fall?
Well, the fertilizer market then is going through a transition here, and as farmers probably see, there's a lot of discussion about some new supply capacity for the various fertilizer products coming on, and it's anticipated that sometime over the course of the next year that there'll be some new domestic production come on, probably after this fall, probably more towards the winter time. But that could affect the demand this fall. We'll see, because more supply for the spring would mean potentially lower prices for the spring, and that may affect what the farmer does in the fall. Most of that new supply is going to come on after the fall, so we're going to have to see how that plays out. Farmers may have to be a little patient if they want to follow that, something to monitor. It probably is already built into some of the pricing, honestly, for the fall. You're getting some, it looks like, values for the fall. It looks like fertilizer values for the fall won't be any higher than what we have seen in recent years and have the potential to be a little bit lower. We'll see how that develops. We'll see how the world market, the world demand for fertilizer develops here between now and the fall. But overall, I'd have to say, my guess is fall values for fertilizer have the potential to be a little bit lower than what we've seen in recent years, and a pretty good value for the fall because of some of that anticipated supply, even though some of that anticipated supply doesn't come on until after the fall. It's getting into the price expectations, if that makes sense.
So, Joe, last fall, when we did see a little bit of a cutback in fertilizer application, we had such a big crop last year. What are the potential risks of yields this year for farmers cutting back on fertilizer production in the fall?
That's the big question. You know, farmers spend a lot of money on seed, and he has a substantial capital investment in all of that. I would say that last spring, in the spring of 14, the spring that we fertilized for that for that big crop that was harvested in the fall of 14, you know, we saw pretty good application rates. We saw strong application rates. I think farmers saw the benefit of that, honestly. They had good weather conditions, and the nutrient programs seemed to be pretty strong. Application rates seemed to be good, and they saw great yields. We'll see how the balance of the spring comes out here and see what the application rates turn out to be. But, you know, that's the danger if they go shy on their nutrient program, that they don't get the yields that they want. Even in a circumstance or even in a marketplace where you get a little bit lower grain prices, I think still think fertilizer values are pretty good value. The farmer really needs to be looking at that would be our humble recommendation. We think those nutrients have paid off in the past. You certainly want to check your application rates and make sure they're appropriate, but to shy away from those may not be a very good economic decision.
When it comes to fertilizer and nutrient management and plant food, what are the services that GrowMark offers to its members to help them make the right decisions?
We've got field agronomists out in the local markets. Each member has a strong agronomic sales team that is very closely integrated, does a lot of collaboration with the GrowMark office in Bloomington, Illinois. We've got a strong agronomic team in Bloomington that covers the whole gamut, working with local members on fertilizer recommendations, on the whole host of input recommendations, bringing the best science and the best on-farm discovery research to professional agriculture. We have some good competitors out there too, but I think GrowMark and its member cooperatives have shown a great record of responsiveness to bringing good agronomics to production agriculture.
Well, thank you so much, Joe. That's Joe Dillier with GrowMark and an update on the fertilizer situation this spring. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.